Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting 7th. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into White, who tags Carew, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McRae moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Ford for the double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porter strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong catches it and throws to first to double up Potek. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Greg Thayer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford throws the ball into Smalley who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Brett reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 4-1. Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Otis moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Rich Childs pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Al Raboski now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Bob Randall now playing second base. Tom Johnson now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. McRae reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. It's 6-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Morales moves to third. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Bob Randall. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hrabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.